Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello everyone, it's Chris and Lee here with a mini update for you from the Naked Gaming Podcast team.
We are the team.
Well, Bailey's the team as well.
Okay,
well, he's
fair
been
enough.
Put outside.
He's been really annoying recently.
If you listen to the end of our last podcast, there's about 5 minutes of Bailey just like being annoying.
I think he's not taking this lockdown very well.
Well, he's been let out loads though.
So yeah,
what
I know.
What does he want from
me? He's getting lazy though. All he wants is food.
That sounds very familiar to me. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me, by the way.
Now, there were a couple of big stories that have been taking place over the last couple of weeks, which we thought we'd bring to you before the next big episode, of course, of the Naked Gaming Podcast later this month.
Should we just get on with it then?
Yeah, why not?
First things first, the video game shop GameStop has been making news headlines. You've probably heard a little bit about this. GameStop is a big company like Game in the UK or HMV a little bit. They just sell video games in a shop for real. They're mostly based in Europe. You know, Germany's got quite a few. But this is a news story that's been going crazy for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. It's being billed as a David versus Goliath struggle, really, isn't it?
You know,
small investors basically have been clubbing together to buy shares in the failing retailer. So this is upsetting big hedge funds who have been making big bets that shares in the loss-making GameStop are going to fall. And that's something called shorting the market.
You watched a film not so long ago called The Big Short.
Mm.
Do you remember the scene in it where Margot Robbie is in a bath?
She's in the bath.
Well, obviously naked because she'd be in a bath. Drinking champagne and explaining what shorting the market
looking
means.
Extremely sexy.
Well, there we go. We don't have Margot available, though.
Who do we have?
We've got
Alex!
Alex
Rose! We've got Alex Rose!
And our budget might even stretch to some Bucks Fizz.
Don't really understand why I need to be here for this.
Because my hands are wet from holding the bubble bath and the essential oils I've put in.
Fine.
So you've got to hold the recorder. Okay. Is that enough bubble bath, you think?
Yeah, yeah, that probably for this anyway.
Okay, count me in. Okay.
3, 2, 1, action!
So GameStop was going down the pan a few weeks ago.
Wait. Why are you doing an Australian accent?
Because Margot Robbie's Australian.
You're not Australian. Or Margot Robbie.
I'll do it in English, but next time say cut. It's a good director.
3, 2, 1, action!
So GameStop was going down the pan a few weeks ago. Because of coronavirus, people weren't buying physical copies of games in the shop. Hedge fund managers bet a lot of money on the fact it was going to crumble by doing something called shorting the stock. How does that work? Well, shorting is where you borrow a share in a company that's worth £10, let's say, and sell it immediately for £10. £10 is more than Chris is paying me for this.
What are you paying me for this?
Right, we'll just keep going.
3, 2, 1, action.
A few days later, when it's time to actually pay the person you borrowed your share from, guess what? Lucky you, the value of the share has dropped to £7. So that's how much you're going to have to buy it for. Well done, you just made £3. Because you sold it straight away for £10, remember? But if the price of the share has gone up in value, you've got to pay the higher price, so you lose money. That's what's happening to these hedge fund managers. Pop the... Got it in the bag. So, why is this happening? Well, people on Reddit, that's an internet forum, decided they didn't like hedge funds betting against their favourite company, so they decided to buy loads of stocks and increase its value. In the latest development in the saga, several trading platforms recently froze people's ability to buy stocks in GameStop. One of the first was called Robinhood. That's caused outrage because it seemed like they were protecting the hedge fund manager's money. Got it? Good. Margot Robbie, eat your heart out. Now get out of my bathroom.
Excuse me?
No, it's part of the script, because that's how she said it at the end of The Big Short.
The Big Short?
Just leave it.
Fine.
Thanks, Alex.
Did you ever think that you would
That was extremely disturbing. Extremely disturbing. How much did he pay him to do that?
Nothing.
Wow.
He offered. He actually did offer.
I was what, like, to do it in the bath?
I said, you don't have to do it in the bath. I can just add sound effects around and you can just read. And he went, no, no.
Wow, that is dedication.
Maybe he likes a bath like you.
Explaining shorting.
Yes, exactly. That's what he does on his free time. In fact, he'd recorded that before I'd even asked. So it's an interesting story, this one, to do with. I mean, have you ever had shares, first of all?
No. So a couple of months back, well, actually, no, about a year and a half ago now, I started working at the big BBC in London, and I did a few business shifts. I did a lot of research about shares and stocks, which are apparently the same thing. And I know a lot about it, but no, I haven't ever traded shares.
Your friend has, though. Terry, your friend has.
Yeah, she's proper.
Oh, she goes in deep.
Yeah, she says there's money to be made. But I think...
It's a lot of time and effort, though.
You've got to be on it, haven't you, all the time.
What I don't understand about... The shares thing, you have to sit there all day, every day, looking at the stock market and deciding whether you want to offload your shares or not. And I just think a lot of people do it with 25 quid. I think, is that really fun? I can't imagine a more boring way to spend the day.
You might start off with 25 quid.
But then let's say you do it for a month and you end up with 50 quid. Mm. You could have just...
But then that 50 quid could turn into £100.
Yeah, but you could also just go do some work for a day and make more money.
Well, we're in lockdown. What else is there to do?
That is very true. But the thing is, right, there's a couple of funny things about this story. Mm. One of them is that there's a Twitter account called Robin Hood, right?
Yeah.
Which is promoting, you know, Robin Hood, Robin from the Rich, you know, Nottinghamshire and the legend of Robin Hood.
Sure.
The problem is that everyone's following that because they're confusing it with a US stock trading platform also called Robin Hood.
Oh, wow.
So they're getting a massive bump in followers.
Wow.
And the other one is there's someone on Twitter who I've just seen actually today called Zoa Hedges Stocks.
Oh, wow.
And everyone's going, can you tell me some trading advice? What's the thing to do with GameStop?
I don't know.
She's like,
I think I've seen that.
My name. That's just my name.
I've seen that. Oh, bless her. Oh, dear. That's unfortunate.
It's like that guy called John Lewis, isn't it?
Yes.
On Twitter.
Absolute legend. Although I have often thought, should we be taught about stocks and shares at school?
Yeah, because we haven't been, have we, before?
I had to do some proper research. I don't know any upstairs.
But this story made me learn about it. And thank you so much, Alex, for the explainer in the bath of what shorting means, because it's a very confusing situation. It's people with 25 quid, 100 quid's worth of shares clubbing together and going, right, let's take on the hedge funds, essentially. Yeah. But one of the weird bits of the story is that some of the trading platforms, because the hedge fund managers were losing money, they stopped everyone from being able to buy shares in GameStop, which is like, what? How can you do that?
Also, if you're kind of last on the bandwagon of this, you're going to really suffer.
Rinsed,
you know, yeah, it might have worked in the first instance, but, you know, what goes up must come down.
Well, now it's coming down. For sure. People are just going, okay, that was fun.
And if you don't know, if you really don't know what you're doing, you can get in a lot of kind of sticky mess, a big sticky mess.
That's why I worry about Bitcoin as well. I just don't want to touch it. Don't know.
No.
Well, I wish I'd have touched it about 10 years ago. But anyway, we'll see if there's any other developments in this. But at the moment, GameStop and shares and stocks is still being discussed all over the place. But it's not one for me anyway to touch.
Just one other story for you in our mini update. Microsoft have seen a record boom in their profits because of lockdown.
Huge increase in overall revenue, up 17%.
Is that really a surprise?
Well, I'll tell you, £31.4 billion was their overall revenue. The boss, Satya Nadella, who we've quoted before, if I remember you quoting Satya Nadella before, says there's a long-term shift in behaviour. What we've witnessed over the past year is the dawn of a second wave of digital transformation.
We've been talking about this before, haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, lockdown has kind of, it's changing the way, we were talking about this today on our walk, actually. It's going to change the way we live forever.
I don't think a lot of people who can work from home will go back to working from an office. Why? Well, if I could do it from home, I would.
And I think also it's kind of reignited a lot of people's passion for gaming as well. That they
got
probably,
more time. Travel time doesn't exist.
No.
But it's interesting because Xbox console sales jumped up by 40%. In the last 3 months that we have available. I think that goes up to December last year. Mm. But their cloud services, so that stuff like Microsoft Teams, has gone up by 50%.
Yeah.
So that's people having meetings and, you know, sharing stuff over the internet. They were clever to get in on that. And they started doing that actually before the pandemic.
What
actually.
Would we do without Zoom?
Well,
Zoom has saved us.
How many interviews have you recorded? About
Zoom? Too many. But those figures aren't surprising.
No.
You know, we were expecting, you know, a huge jump, but nothing quite as big as that. That is massive.
It's a big jump, but I think that is interesting because it comes at the same time as a huge backlash that Microsoft have come under.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is because they originally had announced a huge price hike for the Xbox Live Gold membership. So Xbox Live Gold gets you multiplayer access to stuff like Gears of War 5 and all those games that you like. The price increases, though, like Netflix has gone up by a couple of pounds a month, but these price increases are absolutely monumental in some cases.
Yeah, I mean, 1 month membership was supposed to increase from £7 to £8.
Doesn't sound like a lot for a month.
But then from 3 months, it jumps from £18 to £22. And then, all of a sudden, a 6 month goes from £30 to £43.
That's a lot.
That's
isn't
a 40% increase.
Now, I get why Netflix are doing it because they're investing in like more original content.
Mm.
But this thing,
yeah,
it's
what is
nothing
it doing?
Different.
No.
It still can just play
the same
multiplayer games. The other option for Xbox owners, if you wanted to ignore this, you can get something called the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, which gets them all in one.
A little bit like Netflix.
Yeah, that's more. Yeah. I get that, but just the multiplayer only option, the Xbox Live Gold. Obviously, people were just saying, "Well, you're putting it up, and you're making record profits. But you're already making record profits."
I think gamers caught on, and that's why they were furious.
This was so interesting. So there was a huge amount of backlash on Twitter. Xbox said on the day that it happened, it was about 2 weeks ago now. Today was not great.
I love that. Matter of fact. Wasn't a great day, guys.
Today was not great. We always try to do our best for you, and today we missed the mark. We hear you, and we're reversing our Xbox Live Gold pricing updates.
Yeah, I remember seeing that and thinking, okay, fair enough.
But why did it have to take everybody? I mean, it does show that people power works, though.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people are complaining about one of my favourite games that I'm looking forward to called Back for Blood.
Oh, yes.
Which is a zombie game, and it looks like they're having certain parts of the game that you can only get by paying extra for. And, that's what it gets interesting when it's like that.
Do you think because we're seeing such big numbers and, you know, the online gaming world is benefiting from lockdown, that they're going to start getting greedy?
So we just reviewed Hitman 3 in our last big episode. What annoys me about the companies is that they'll make Hitman 3, they'll release it, and then 1 month later now, they said, oh, we're going to release some paid-for downloadable content now. And then next month, we're going to release some more paid-for downloadable content. And I'm thinking, well, I've just paid £50 for your game.
They're not cheap.
And you're telling me that 1 month later, you've developed something else for it. Why didn't you put that in the original game? Why am I now paying £15 extra? So that's why I get annoyed. I don't mind it, but it's very frustrating. And look, Xbox, you know, 40% increase in console sales alone.
Yeah.
They also said, interestingly, if you're playing games like Fortnite, which aren't... you used to have to pay this pass to play them. You can now do that free, so you don't even have to have the Xbox Live Gold Pass.
People power.
That's it, isn't it? Consumer power. It works.
So I hope you enjoyed our
mini episode. Just to keep you across, because news is quite fast moving.
Yeah.
And we just felt like doing a little bit
extra.
It's
been a bit of a theme, though, in this one, isn't there?
You know, certainly has power, money.
Consumer power, yeah.
It's like a money update special.
Yeah, I love the bath thing. Alex in the bath.
Mm. Maybe that'll be...
It's disturbing, but yet entertaining.
That's Alex Rhodes for you. You can subscribe to the podcast. Our next full episode's coming on the 21st of February. We're going to review Lee's favourite game, Little Nightmares 2.
Yes!
Oh, I've got to tell you this, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't wait to hear our review of Little Nightmares 2,
mm-hmm.
and you're listening to this just before the episode, there's another Little Nightmares game that you can play on your phone.
What?
£6. £7, actually. It's called Very Little Nightmares.
Oh.
Like this very little podcast update.
Mini.
And actually, it's awesome.
Oh, wow.
You play as a girl in a yellow raincoat, who I think might be the next game as well. It's vertical, so you can hold your phone normally and play it.
Good.
It's relatively short, but it's beautifully done, and it's got the same kind of scary characters.
So is it made by the same people?
It's just another game that they made.
Wow.
It's really awesome. You've got to give it a go just before Little Nightmares 2. Beautifully done. If I was going to give it a rating, I'd say 8 out of 10, and only because it's a little bit expensive for how short it is, but it's beautifully done. So anyway, little tip for you, Very Little Nightmares, which you can't find anywhere. I really had to dig to find that out.
A mini game for a mini episode.
There we go. Well, we're going to have to sign out now. You've got to go to work.
Bye!
What are you doing at work? Trying to beat the snow?
Playing that game.
Ambient splooshing, take one.